Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, December the 20th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button on my Podbean page, which you will find over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it up and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at what's on the menu for today's show. Well, I started last Monday's show with a passage called The Death Spiral, and I have some more to add to that, so I'm calling this The Death Spiral Part 2. It's a comparison basically between Britain and America. For example, in both countries, more than 20% of children live in poverty. The middle class has imploded and upward mobility has all but vanished in both countries. The average American now lives in effective poverty, unable to avoid, or rather afford, healthcare, housing and basic skills. So that's the first item, rather grim, I'm afraid, but has to be said. Then I share some statistics pertaining to the demographics of how people live together in different parts of the world. It's quite interesting, and the US does not come off very well. I have to tell you that at the start. Then I have another look at the debt situation. There are some pretty scary statistics, and I'll just share one of them with you. The ratio of workers to retirees has been in steady decline since 1940, from 160 to 1 in 1940 to an estimated 2.3 to 1 by 2030. Very, very sobering. And of course, these people cannot possibly afford to shoulder the financial needs of the ever-increasing number of retired people. Then I have a piece on what I call the impeachment rationale. A Congressman, Al Green, has come up with the bright idea that the problem for Trump is slavery. Yes, he says, we will have to deal with slavery. Slavery was the thing that put all of what President Trump has done lately into motion. This poor man, utterly demented, but it's just a measure of how generally demented the Democrats are. But listen to it anyway. It's kind of interesting segment, I hope. Then I have a prediction to make, which will be made privy to you as a listener. I don't often make predictions, so this is an unusual event for me. Then I talk a little bit about Twitter censorship. Some more details. I've discussed it before, but more stuff has come out. Then comes the weekly bad news Boeing segment, which gathers steam, just about every show. Then the latest on the Federal Reserve antics. The money pumping is now virulent and utterly open. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Just madness. I have no other way of describing it. Total insanity, and will end very badly. And finally, in the show, I talk about Europe. I give you an update in Europe. I haven't talked much about Europe recently, so I think it's time for a quick update. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take it from there. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So feel free, select any of the 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but if you have no preference, I strongly suggest the latest 3 shows because they all deal with the current day activities in the news, and they will be more fresh in your mind, so you'll get a better impact of my own views and opinions on the matter. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, as I always do, starting with the email address that you will need to obtain the shows, if you are of such a mind. The address is actually on the Podbean page at the top, but here it is anyway, if you would like to write it down. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, Martin, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then we have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I try to keep up to date as much as I can. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, no punctuation, no caps, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. The same initials, Richard Martin, RM, RM Wake Up Call. One word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. All right, well, with that, I take my leave, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. I will be back next Friday with another synopsis of the show. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.